Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 49, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 49. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. It is quite possible to listen to God's voice all through the day without interrupting your regular activities in any way. The part of your mind in which truth abides is in constant communication with God, whether you are aware of it or not. It is the other part of your mind that functions in the world and obeys the world's laws. It is this part that is constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain. The part that is listening to the voice for God is calm, always at rest, and wholly certain. It is really the only part there is. The other part is a wild illusion, frantic and distraught, but without reality of any kind. Try today not to listen to it. Try to identify with the part of your mind where stillness and peace reigns forever. Try to hear God's voice call to you lovingly, reminding you that your Creator has not forgotten His Son. Listen in deep silence. Be very still and open your mind. Go past all the raucous shrieks and sick imaginings that cover your real thoughts and obscure your eternal link with God. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you beyond the frantic, riotous thoughts and sights and sounds of this insane world. You do not live here. We are trying to reach your real home. We are trying to reach the place where you are truly welcome. We are trying to reach God. Do not forget to repeat today's idea very frequently. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. Do so with your eyes open when necessary, but closed when possible. And be sure to sit quietly and repeat the idea for today whenever you can, closing your eyes on the world and realizing that you are inviting God's voice to speak to you. As I contemplate this lesson, I look at the first line. It says, "It is quite possible to listen to God's voice all through the day without interrupting your regular activities in any way." The part of your mind in which truth abides is in constant communication with God. He's saying we can make our life a meditation. Meditation is being in contact with God's voice, listening to the truth. And we can do that throughout the day. We can make our life a meditation by listening to that voice that is always there. one of the teachers at Aham, the Ramana Maharshi Meditation Center in North Carolina, says often that meditation isn't something we do. Meditation is what we are. And this lesson is basically telling us that God's voice is there speaking to us all day long. And it is just whether we are placing our attention on it or not. When we are in communication with God, listening to the voice and remembering the truth of who we are. This is us in meditation. We can do this with eyes open or eyes closed. This lesson is asking us to close the eyes at least 4 times during the day to connect to the voice and listen. And later in the lesson it says, do not forget to repeat today's idea very frequently. Do so with eyes open when necessary, but closed when possible. So Jesus is encouraging us to be listening to the communication from God, to remember our truth, as often as we can during the day. And it is preferred to do it with eyes closed. But if we are going about our business and our eyes need to be open, then we can do it then too as well. I remember Ganeshan, Ramana Maharshi's grandnephew, told me when I met with him that truth is with eyes closed and untruth is with eyes open. And what I took from what he was saying was, there is that what we see with our eyes open that isn't real. It's not truth. It's illusion. And he was encouraging me to close the eyes, to find the truth, to practice meditation with eyes closed. With eyes open, we see the perception that is built from the ego or the thought of separation. And this lesson is encouraging us to, even with eyes open, listen for the voice for God, which will look past those illusions that are in front of the eyes and will have us look deeply into the heart for the truth, connecting with and listening to the voice for God. This lesson is also encouraging us to close our eyes and do the meditations. When we close our eyes, we are with God. We take away the world of illusions. The distractions become fewer and fewer until we sit only with God as we sink deeper and deeper into our heart. And as we do that, we become more familiar with listening to the voice, experiencing the connectedness, and knowing our truth. So that when our eyes are open, going through the day, we are still able to experience the connectedness by looking past the illusions, sinking and abiding only in the depths of truth in the heart, always remembering who we are. All this, even while the world around us is trying to convince us we are something else. The deep connection that we hold reminds us constantly that we are not separate. Thank you. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to remember what my spiritual aspiration is, that above all else I want to know the truth of what I am. Help me today to become aware when I have strayed or gotten confused as to what I am and what my purpose is. And then help me to listen to the voice, knowing what I am. Guide me in this today with your gentle, loving care. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by taking a few deep breaths. We sink into our seat, getting comfortable. We do not want the body to be a distraction. For these minutes now, our goal is to connect to our truth, to hear the voice. It is the only thing we want to do right now. Nothing else holds any importance. We let go of all the concepts. There really is only one false belief we hold that we go past today. The false belief we hold is that we are separate, that we have a separate identity, one that needs to be maintained and protected. We let go of that thought today. It's not frightening to let go of that thought. It is liberating. Let yourself feel the liberation of letting go of having to be separate. Feel the peace of being one. Feel the peace of being where you are truly welcome. Listen in deep silence. Be very still and open your mind. Go past all the ruckus, shrieks and sick imaginings that cover your real thoughts and cover up your eternal link with God. sink deep into the peace that waits for you, beyond those thoughts and sights and sounds of this insane world. You do not live here. We are trying to reach your real home. We are trying to reach the place where you are truly welcome. We are trying to reach God. Thank you for joining with me and having the willingness to listen to God's voice throughout the day, melting into the truth of who we are. Namaste.